97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Big one tonight. Jazz taking on the Nuggets as the Jazz without the services of Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell for another game. Nate Kreckman is going to join us here in a bit. Afternoon host on Altitude Sports Radio in Denver. Get his thoughts on what he expects from the Denver perspective coming into this game tonight.
Well, we talked about a lot of different angles with Denver today, and I'm excited to talk to them about the addition of Austin Rivers because Austin was integral in them getting the win over New York the other night.
So with that, bringing in a good friend of the program, good dude overall, Nate Kreckman from Altitude Sports Radio, 92.5 in Denver. Nate, how are you, my man?
Hey, Nate.
I am great, Scotty and Hans. How you guys doing?
Very good.
Very good. So no Donovan Mitchell, no Mike Conley, but still the Jazz a four-point favorite. What do you make out of that?
I make out of that that the Nuggets are missing their top four guards in this game. I mean, you talk about your guard injuries there with Utah, Jamal Murray, you know, the torn ACL that happened a couple of weeks ago, although the team really hasn't skipped a beat, 9-2 since then. But ever since that went down, Monte Morris hurt his hamstring. He remains out for tonight. Will Barton suffered a hamstring injury. He remains out, and he's going to be out for a while. And then P.J. Dozier ended up, who moved into the starting five. P.J. Dozier has a right adductor thing, and he is now going to be out for a while. So you will watch a Nuggets lineup tonight with Facundo Campazzo as their starting point guard, a guy who is a fun story, but in reality was like the number seven guard on this team when the season started and is now the starting point guard. And then, I guess Paul Millsap's the two guard. It's Mike Malone's just sort of making it up now.
Well, as you mentioned, they continue to keep stride, and they were able to beat New York. Was Barton out at that point?
Yeah. Yeah, no, Will Barton is he's been out for a couple of weeks here now. So, yeah, it's been brutal. They started Millsap in the starting five the other night. So I guess technically it was Michael Porter Jr. is a, you know, if we're going to worry about positions, I would say Porter was the two, Gordon the three, Millsap the four was kind of the thing they had going on in the starting lineup. But no, their backcourt is absolutely decimated right now.
So with that said, you're still this is still a team that's won 10 out of the last 12 games.
Yeah.
I think everybody kind of wrote them off after the Murray injury, but they still win games. Does that just go to show that when you've got the soon-to-be-named MVP on your team, you can still win a lot of games despite all those injuries?
Yeah, Nikola Jokic is unbelievable, and he is just carrying this team on his back right now. I mean, that game against the Knicks the other night, they were up by 22 at the end of the first quarter. Jokic had 24 points in the first. I mean, it was over. Finished 32-12-6. He didn't even play in the fourth quarter of that game. So, yeah, Jokic is absolutely carrying this team. Michael Porter Jr. has gone to another level offensively and has just become a very, very dependable scorer on this team. And without Jamal Murray, he's become much more dangerous, working out of pick-and-roll situations, working off the dribble, and that's been fun to see. And then, they made the Austin Rivers move sort of out of desperation. He's been okay so far for this team. They're just sort of staying afloat, but largely it speaks to the greatness of Jokic.
Hey, just put it down. Austin Rivers will go for about 25 to 28 points tonight because whenever he plays for the Jazz, he has a big game.
He went for 25 the other night against the Knicks, and that was good to see because he had kind of a rough one against the Lakers in the game before that. Yeah, Austin Rivers is he's a good pro. He was a nice addition for this team, but again, it spoke to the desperation the front office ran into when all of the guards started getting hurt. And I mean, you look at it right now, this game tonight, this is the second game of a 3-game and 4-night stretch that they're dealing with. So the schedule has been absolutely brutal. The Nuggets are just trying to white knuckle this thing to the finish and hope they make it to the playoffs intact.
Great, the Aaron Gordon acquisition since he's arrived in Denver.
It's funny because he was great offensively at first. Like, he seamlessly fit in. And I think he was really comfortable playing off ball with the Murray and Jokic pick and roll. What's weird is, since Murray has gone down, Gordon has kind of disappeared offensively. His offensive game has really suffered here of late. Now, defensively, he's still been terrific. for this team, which has been really, really good to see. He drew some of the, you know, the Julius Randle assignment the other night against the Knicks, held Randle to 14 points, one of his worst games in a long, long time. So Gordon has been excellent defensively for this team, but his offense has really been hit or miss. And, you know, we expected some of that because anytime you have to you make a jump to a very different kind of team, I mean, you think about Orlando and Denver, it doesn't get really much different than that. You know it's going to be a little bit rocky, but he was excellent at first, and now he's really cooled off. And this has been a story. Mike Malone has talked about it. Aaron Gordon has to get himself back on track offensively. They desperately, desperately need it.
Does Jokic like this matchup against Gobert? Is that something he looks forward to?
I think he loves it. Yeah, I think this is a matchup he really likes. I think Rudy likes it too. I think they like going at each other. You know, he went for 47 last time out against him, but this has been an excellent back-and-forth rivalry over the years. But no, man, Nikola gets up for the big games and certainly gets up for this matchup. I think he enjoys it. I think he likes how physical it is. I think he likes that, you know, Rudy really forces him into having to dig deeper into his bag of tricks. And, man, that bag of tricks is deep. It is just unbelievable how good this guy has gotten.
Paul Millsap is one of those rare Utah Jazz players that when he comes back into the arena, he's not booed or jeered. He's actually applauded and loved. People love him here. Is Paul Millsap, is he continuing to give you what you need from Paul? I know that you mentioned they put him into the starting five, but really is a bench guy for Denver when everybody's healthy. Is he giving you what you need?
You know, Paul's got old man game going these days. He's got some serious old man game out there. He's very much become a below-the-rim player. Defensively, he will still give it to you. And there's, you know, once out of, you know, a dozen games or so, he'll just rain threes unexpectedly out of nowhere. But Paul Millsap is the sage, crafty veteran at this stage of his basketball life. He's a little hit or miss, but Malone loves him. He's massively respected inside the locker room. It's the shame of all of these injuries right now is, like, we should be living in a world where, you know, you're getting 20 to 22 Paul Millsap minutes a night, and you can live with that. Right now they need a little bit more, and that's when it gets tough. He's getting up there, you know.
How much of the success with all the injuries that the Nuggets have dealt with this year, how much credit should be given towards Mike Malone and his ability to juggle this lineup?
I think he deserves a lot of credit. It's funny because, you know, the Jokic MVP debate, it takes up so much oxygen. And, you know, here's my thing about the MVP conversation. You can talk about guys that want to be in the MVP conversation all you want, but only one guy deserves the award. That's Jokic. Now, the coach of the year thing, you know, Phoenix, New York, there have been some teams that have had unexpectedly good seasons, and their coaches are getting the requisite amount of attention right there. My whole thing is just keep Malone in the conversation, especially with the way that they have survived the Jamal Murray injury and the glut of injuries that have followed it. I think Malone's done a wonderful job with this team. I'm saying this in Denver. Not every Nuggets fan is going to agree with me because people love to gripe about coaches. But I think Malone has done a masterful job with this team. A lot of other teams would have gotten buried, but I think largely it's been Jokic and Malone have kept this thing going.
We got the Suns taking on New York tonight, and obviously the Utah Jazz are continuing to fight for the one seed, and they've got Denver tonight, and it's going to be a really tough matchup. They need this win. I think it's a very important win for them. Now, I'm trying to identify the importance of this win for Denver. How desperate are they for this win? How badly do they need it to either maintain or move a spot or avoid a team? How badly do they need this game tonight?
This is the good news, is right now the Nuggets are at the four seed and they're six games up on Dallas at the five. They're almost locked into home court advantage. Beyond that, it's so funny. The argument that we had on our show this week has been, do the Nuggets actually want the Lakers in the first round? They played in L.A. the other night. Anthony Davis had his best game as a Laker since he has returned from his injury. And Marcus Gasol, for whatever reason, Marcus Gasol, of all dudes, gives Jokic problems. And it's just a tough matchup, and the Nuggets lose that game in L.A. But since that time, they've had to, you know, again, it's they're saying LeBron is going to be a little bit longer. They're being more and more careful with Davis. So the question is, do the Nuggets actually want the Lakers in the opening round or not? The Lakers are pretty close to almost being locked in as a six. So it's like, okay, do we want Denver to get up to three, to hop L.A., to hop the Clippers and get to three and then get a first-round matchup against the Lakers? Or are the Lakers just Nugget crypt tonight? That's what I can't really figure out right now. Because right now you're looking at a 4-5 series against Dallas, and I think the Nuggets match up really well against Dallas, believe it or not. But the Lakers, because of how compromised they might be by injury, may be the better matchup. The Nuggets have just never proved that that's actually the better matchup.
So this is an interesting conversation because we're having the same in regards to Golden State and the 1-8, or do you want to go to two? Because here's the and maybe we here in Salt Lake are a little bit more paranoid than you guys in Denver, but there's a lot of concern that if you play Golden State in the first round, you have TV networks, Adam Silver, everybody that's going to be actively rooting against you, against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors. They don't want that team to be one and done in the playoffs. And so I would assume the same thing with the Lakers in Denver. I mean, you got an MVP in Denver, but everybody's going to want LeBron to go as far as he can. And then you start to think, well, you know, how's that going to turn out in terms of calls and things like that? So there's that same kind of conversation going on here in Salt Lake City, too.
See, I love this, guys. This is Mountain Time Zone kindred spirits right here. This is the same stuff that we gripe about all the time here in Denver, and it's only you guys understand it, right?
You know it.
Yeah, we have this conversation constantly, and yeah, Steph Curry is the better televised product than Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. Even though I love watching Donovan Mitchell, it's I don't really care about that stuff. But hey, it's a coast league. We know that is the case, and you know, we're the two flyover cities here in the Forgotten Time Zone. So we have these conversations all the friggin' time here in Denver. It's so funny that you bring that up. It's of course, they lose in L.A. the other night. And, you know, at the end of the game, the voice of the Nuggets, Jason Kosmiski, I mean, his final call was literally the L.A. TV market Lakers defeat the Nuggets tonight. 93-89. It's just like, yep, that's how we view this stuff.
I'm curious to know what's going on in your arena right now with fan attendance and just the, because obviously coming into Denver Arena, you're going to get 6,900 fans tonight.
Nice.
Where is Denver with fan allotment, and where do you expect them to be through postseason?
I think right now it's just a little bit north of 4,000. I don't know exactly what the number is. It's like roughly like a 15 or 16% capacity, something like that. So, yeah, they're just a little bit north of 4,000 in the building right now. Currently, the Rockies are, you know, our baseball team, the Rockies are there just, I think, right around 20,000 capacity right now, but we're going to get the All-Star game here in Denver this summer, and it was said as soon as it was moved from Atlanta to Denver that they wanted to have full capacity there. So that's been the conversation about what's going on with the ball club right now with the Rockies. But then again, that's outdoors. You know, indoors at Ball Arena, the Nuggets and the Avalanche, our NHL team, are both sitting around 4,000. I have not heard the latest on plans to get that bumped up. I am sure, without a doubt, they want to get that knocked up a little bit there for the postseason. But, these kind of things tend to be a little bit tight-lipped, and we don't really find out until exactly when they do it. But, yeah, just a little bit north of 4,000 in the building right now, but we still get some good Jokic MVP chance.
So I've waited 13 minutes in this interview to ask you this question.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get a little selfish here.
Yeah.
Starting quarterback for the Broncos week one will be who?
Teddy Bridgewater. Probably.
I thought you were going to say Aaron Rodgers. I thought you were going to say Aaron Rodgers, and I was going to step in.
I want it to be Aaron Rodgers. If I'm a betting man right now, my money is on Bridgewater. This is all we've talked about on our show.
Oh, I'm sure.
It is as the Aaron Rodgers world turns. We have spent an awful lot of time on this for whatever reason. The Broncos passed on Justin Fields in the draft, maybe because they think they're going to be able to pull down Aaron Rodgers. I was pretty disappointed with that move by the Broncos not to bring in Justin Fields to try and get a franchise quarterback. They do the Teddy Bridgewater thing, which, whatever, fine, Teddy Bridgewater. He makes fewer mistakes than Drew Locke, but I don't think it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. I hope it's going to be Aaron Rodgers. I hope the power of Aaron's spite is enough to get him out of Green Bay, but there is a whole ton of factors working against the possibility of that trade going down. It's not to say we're not dreaming about it, but it just doesn't feel like something you would bet on.
I know you know Scotty, and we had a really unfortunate event happen just before the draft. Here's the audio.
If Justin Fields is on the board at 9 and Denver goes a different direction and goes defense, Lloyd,
come on over to the Raiders, my man.
Let's go.
He quit?
Yeah, he quit. He's got a Raiders tattoo.
I said let's go to break is what I meant
to
say.
No, he said let's go. He's now a Raiders fan.
He's already committing crimes.
He's already putting eyeliner on, supporting Carr.
That was my nightmare scenario that Fields would be on the board at 9 and Denver would do something stupid, and they did it.
It's just the lamest pick. It's just so boring. And look, I think Surtain's a good player. Like, it's nothing against the player. It's just it was safe. It was, hey, let me do Vic Fangio a solid. Nothing about it screamed bold initiative by this organization to go and get a dude with all the upside in the world. I fell in love with Justin Fields through the draft process. I think they wanted Trey Lance, but the Niners got him at number 3. Yeah, just it was a lame pick on the part of the Broncos. But, that's been the Broncos for the better part of, 6 years now is, quite honestly, they're pretty lame.
Well put. Well put indeed. Nate, we appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game tonight, and look forward to catch up again here real soon.
Thanks, Nate.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Nate Kreckman. Altitude Sports Radio there in Denver. And, I think he speaks for all of us.
Okay, you got to give up 60% of ownership to Green Bay's ownership. You can never say John Elway's name again. Like, his name is erased from every book. He's taken off the staff, and he was looked at as never being a part of Denver. Would you take that
Let's
for
go.
Aaron Rodgers.
Let's go.
All about the now. I like it.
And you are ready to sell your soul for Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. I wish you – okay, because I know, like Nate said, it's never going to happen. I know it's never going to happen, but just the thought of it being out there.
Okay, I've got one. You have to take on John Gruden's contract as your new head coach with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it's not my money, so, yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Oh, man. John Gruden's the one guy I don't think could find a way to win with Aaron Rodgers.
That's going to be a good point. All right. At least it'd be entertaining, though.
Yeah,
I'm tired of these 34-13 games.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. Clayton's hanging out with us. We are live here at the warehouse. And you've done some crazy things today, man.
We've had a lot of fun. I love being with you guys, man.
We try to make it fun for you.
We have a good time.
The listeners are coming in. It's always fun to see the listeners.
We've had a lot of people come in already.
Yeah,
and it's early.
Yeah, it is. It's early. I know that we've got a couple of deals out there, and I know you've got some stuff you want to talk about. But please hit the mat special. Just hit the mat special because I really think that this is a big one.
This is a big one.
It's probably
one of the biggest deals we've – it's just special because, if you – with this deal, with this mat special, you can get an adjustable base, a mattress, and a piece of furniture for the price of one.
Yeah.
So the mat special, what we're talking about here is a head-up, foot-up, solid king adjustable base. That means You don't need box springs. You don't need slats. You take those out. You put this base inside of your frame, your headboard and your footboard and your rails. And with a click of a button on a remote, your head can go up, your foot can go up. And at $19.99, I'm giving away a free 12-inch memory foam gel infused. And you know why they do gel, right? Because with memory foam, sometimes you sleep hot. Yeah. So they're putting that gel infused on top so you don't sleep hot. I'm giving that 12-inch memory foam away for free. That solid king, that king-size 12-inch memory foam, free. Plus, if you come in through Monday and buy that deal, $19.99, your choice of an $800 Hutch display case or a $500 TV stand solid wood piece of furniture, your choice. $19.99. You take those two things for free, the mattress and your choice of the Hutch or the display choice. Now it gets better. For $300 more, you get that deluxe. You get that deluxe adjustable. Which
$300 and that comes.
And by the way,
the Siri and everything.
Those $300, well worth it. I mean, the $19.99, awesome, but to be able to not have to worry about a charger. You can plug right into your phone or right into the bed
with the, USB.
With the LED lights. Look, when you get to a certain age, you're getting up in the middle of the night. I know you're not there yet.
I'm not.
Is that the split?
No, that's a solid king.
That's solid,
Solid king.
And so to have those LED lights so you don't step on something when you're getting out of bed at 3 a.m. to take care of some business.
It's got LEDs on it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome.
And it's got the massage.
And it's got the massage, too.
That's the deluxe base. So $19.99 solid king. You get the free mattress and your choice of Hutch or the TV stand. $300 more, you get the deluxe space with all the bells and whistles, massage, LED lights, USB plug-in ports for charging on both sides, free mattress, and your choice of Hutch and TV.
Just come in and say, I want the mat deluxe.
Just come in and say, I want the mat, whatever it is, either the base or the deluxe. And we'll take you care. We'll take good care of you.
And you're going to be sleeping on it tonight, not in 6 months.
Nope.
I want to talk about this sectional here, too, real quick.
Six-piece sectional, Parker House, blended leather, three power pieces. That means, the reclining, probably push of a button, goes back and forth. So, you know, if you're a little bit older and you can't kick that reclining. And it also has the USB chargers on each side. $19.98. Yes, 1998. I was like, gosh, I don't want to make a mistake on this.
1998 for this massive sectional.
1998 on this sectional. And look, it's not 16 weeks away. It's not 18 weeks. It's not even 4 weeks away. It's in stock. I got sectionals in stock. Come and get it today. Take it home for your party you're having this weekend. You're bringing all the in-laws over. Of course, you're social distancing. I don't know. You do you. It's your house. Come get it today. Put it in your house. Boom. 1998.
Let's get it done.
Let's go.
Boom.
It's live here at the warehouse, 1825 South, 300 West, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
This is DJ and PK. Ben Golliver joining us, national NBA writer for the Washington Post. The question in every market is, can they win it all? Can the Jazz do it?
Of course they can do it. They've been not only best record, but most dominant. It's been unbelievable to watch them move the ball, hit the three-point shot, play unselfishly, and play disciplined. Probably their hope is that they're going to be a team that is one of those five fingers makes a fist type teams where they're better than the sum of their parts. I don't think it's going to be anyone coasting through this Western Conference. It's going to be an absolute bloodbath, but the Jazz have to be in the mix. And if the Lakers aren't healthy, you could even potentially talk me into saying, you know, the Jazz are the favorites to come out of the West. And right now, the clock is ticking big time on LeBron and Anthony Davis in terms of getting them healthy and up to speed. If the Jazz aren't the favorites to me in the West, they're right there.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Well, I stumbled and at 2 a.m. all drunk and full of smoke. My wife said I have had enough. That said, I'm sick. Get out. So I stumbled down to Kelly's pub across the edge of town, and I told the boys my story, and we had another round.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all having a tremendous day. It's Friday. Let's have some fun, right?
You got to have a good Friday. Everybody's having a good Friday, man.
In fact, Lloyd, should we give away some tickets now or should we wait till after happy hour?
Do it.
I got Bees tickets. The Bees are back, baby. Let's get you some tickets.
Send you out to the ballpark.
We got a four-pack right now, 855-340-ZONE. That's 855-340-ZONE. Caller number 12 right now, and we'll get you some tickets to go see the Bees at the ballpark. There's not a lot of allotment right now. I think it's like 3,200. It is for tonight. So if you can't go tonight, don't call. I know a lot of people like, ooh, I like to win, and then you can't use the tickets. No. If you're going to call, make sure you can get out to the ballpark coming up tonight.
The opener was a sellout. So, you know, and obviously, like Scotty mentioned, limited seat capacity. But this is an opportunity to get four tickets.
Yeah.
Get the family and go out tonight. It's a Friday night. What do you got to do?
Man, it was so great hearing Steve Klauke on the call last night, though. It's just like nature is healing.
Everything is starting to heal.
We're getting back to where we need to be. Hey, remember, registration is now open for Skyhawk Sports Academy summer camps. Join us for an action-packed, fun-filled summer of youth sports at a location near you. You can choose between soccer, flag football, golf, baseball, cheerleading, multi-sport camps, mini-hot camps, and more. Find program information is available today at skyhawks.com. All right, Hans, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's another edition of Happy Hour.
What do we got?
This is us having some airplane pregnancy / radio help wanted.
Delta flight takes off from Salt Lake City, all right? In the middle of the flight, this woman is sitting in her seat, has zero idea that she's pregnant, and goes into labor.
She doesn't know she's pregnant?
Had no idea. This woman is sitting on the flight, and they're on their way. They're over the ocean on their way to Hawaii, which is, what, a five-hour flight?
Yeah, about that.
And all of a sudden, water breaks, babies are coming. Who would have guessed that on that flight was three NICU nurses from Salt Lake City and a prominent doctor from the area? And so obviously they get on the mic and they're like, hey, is there any medical personnel on the flight? All four of them raise their hand like, oh yeah, we excel in this.
Yep.
Well, it turns out that this baby was 29 weeks.
Oh man, a little early, huh?
How crazy is that? Three NICU nurses and a doctor is like, oh, no, we got this. Just one time, I'd love to hear, do we have a sports personality?
Do we have a radio broadcaster?
Anybody with a great voice.
And I'm like, I'm right here. Let's go. What would you like to talk
about? How can I help? How can I service you? What do you need?
They're like, you know, I've got, my voice is gone. I need somebody to make these announcements on the safety manual. And I'm like, I got you. Let's go. Let's do this.
Sorry, we've got a group back here that's trying to run an I formation. We can't decipher if we're trying to hit B gap or if we're going to pull trap. What are we going to do here?
Is this a cover two? What's going on here?
I've got this. Everybody calm down back here. Calm down.
We've got a professional.
We're going to leave a safety deep. We're going to press on the outsides. Oh, thank the good heavens above that we have you.
This could have been a tragedy.
Just once.
Just one time.
Just want to feel needed. You were lit, man.
Absolutely.
You were lit.
Slobber knockered.
Did you slow Scotty down more than you slowed me down?
No.
What is so conducive about my voice to being to sounding like I'm completely just ripped out of my mind?
I don't know, man. But when you come in, it's like, oh.
It's like you finished a pint of liquor. Jack Daniels on your own.
Lloyd's like, now I know where that alcohol went to that it was supposed to go to me.
I keep waiting for you to be like,
I told you I never got it.
The cloud has a vein, man. There's a vein in that cloud. It's bleeding.
Ooh, boy. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was fun.
Good work, Lloyd.
I do want to feel needed on a flight at some point in my life, though. Is there anybody in here that can bench over 300 pounds? We need somebody that can bench 300 pounds. Be like, all right, I got that. I can do that.
You know, some guy gets, gets stuck in that tiny bathroom and you're able to get him out with a move you used to win a state championship in wrestling.
The arm drag.
Anybody with a great voice.
And I'm like, I'm right here. Sports catcher of the year.
Oh, man, you were having a long flight right there.
What would you like to talk
How
about?
How can I help?
We had some fun in the old Sky Club before we even boarded.
You're having a...
I'd hate to see your bill after that night.
This flight is complete boredom. Can anybody in here balance anything on their chin? I'd be like, yeah, I got that.
Ooh, what furniture could we have you balance on your chin? You got an old sofa or anything? You don't mind if it takes a nasty ball out here? My voice is gone. I need somebody to make these announcements on the safety manual. And
maybe a table, a nightstand?
You got
a mattress?
I need a good chair.
You know the mattresses we roll up?
I'm going to put that glass hutch up there that you're giving away.
All right.
It's actually really impressive to see. He'll do it.
I can balance a lot of stuff up there. I mean, if you need some entertainement, it's just a really...
Wait, well, how heavy are things we talking?
Well, I can't do what I used to do. I had a
railroad tie one time.
I did two railroad ties. I balanced one on top of the other and did those. And those are like 120 a piece, 130 a piece.
What the fuck?
Full of oil.
Right?
That tore my chin open. That was a bad one. But I don't know. I haven't done it in a while, but I love to do it. Have you ever tried that?
No, I've never tried that. Do people just randomly try to bounce stuff on their chin?
You get bored on a farm, you do a lot of things. A
lot of boredom on a farm. I started balancing like rakes up there and then put wheelbarrows on top of rakes.
I've heard of the finger, you know, hand.
Oh, yeah.
The foot.
So there's a guy that makes the rounds at NBA, NBA arenas for like halftime and, you know, stuff like that. And there's a guy that does chin balancing. And so we were watching it, and I'm like, Hans, you can beat this guy. We found him on Twitter. We tried to challenge him, and he, like, backed off. He wanted no part of that.
Oh, he was so
– He thought he had that market cornered, and it's like, uh-uh.
So at one point I wanted to go for the world record, but a guy actually balanced a Volkswagen bug. It was gutted. It didn't have the engine or the axles, but he balanced the whole Volkswagen shell on his chin. And if I remember right, it was like...
Where have I been?
Like 900 and something pounds.
What was it? Was it Sports Illustrated or ESPN the magazine that did a feature on you on that?
ESPN the magazine. BYU? Yeah, that was ESPN the magazine. That might work.
Johnny's determined to see.
Oh, that's a heavy one. These corners on these chairs. See that corner on that chair? I can't with that corner.
He's got Love Fest 2021 coming up this weekend. He can't.
Oh, he'll be fine.
He's got to be looking good.
He'll do it.
I can't believe this. He's putting a
chair.
Here
we go. What kind of chair we got there, Clayton?
The thing is, I can't do it sitting down.
This
here is
a solid wood ash. What is going on? Oh,
he's got it balanced.
Gosh.
There it is.
He did it.
How cool is that?
Hands.
Whoever
My parents tried
that,
to sell me off
them
as a zoo act.
How much does that thing weigh?
Dress me up like a seal. That's probably 55 pounds, 60 pounds.
Yeah, I was just going to say probably 40, 60 pounds.
That's a nice piece of furniture.
Solid wood.
Yeah, I know. Why Johnny's in there picking out the heaviest chair? Gosh, man.
Wait. I think we literally just balanced a solid wood chair on your chin.
And I could do it better when I'm standing. I was sitting. It's hard to.
Can we get a sectional outside?
Hans, can you come on Saturdays while we do hot dogs?
This isn't the great outdoors. Get a sectional on his chin. Can you throw on some shirts?
Shirts for the kids?
Desserts for the kids?
Yeah, we'll do hot dogs. Come on.
I'm not doing it.
I'm your hype guy, man.
I'm just sitting over here being pimped out like, hey, what else do you want to see? This guy's he's a full-on circus act.
Oh, man. Not just a pretty face and a good voice.
I know, right?
He pulls me to the side. Can you swallow swords? Because this guy wants to see you swallow some swords. Never done that before, man.
Let's give it a shot. No time like the present.
Yeah. That's fun.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I love it.
How about this? In honor of being a circus act, how about we throw out another crazy deal? Like something crazy to end the show, something crazy to really set people apart here.
You're putting me on the spot.
Something big.
Do you need a break to think about it?
No. I mean, I got it. I'll do it right now.
Because you threw out the Scott deal and it was gone.
I did throw out the Scott deal and it was gone.
It was going fast.
I'm going to do this. I think we have two of them in stock. I have, and I can't say the name of it.
Okay. But that means it's high end.
But it's right next door to me.
Okay.
Just to the north.
Yep.
I know that one.
May or may not start with the first letter in the alphabet.
Yep.
Okay. Velvet. Blue velvet. I got a king size bed. Normally, I mean, it's marked, what have we marked at? I think it's marked $1,200.
We're going to get you into trouble on this one.
I know, you guys are getting me in trouble here. You just got the queen? Okay, then I'm selling the king. I'm doing the king.
Did you buy it?
$899. No, you know what? $799.
Bam. Boom.
Boom. $799 on a king size bed. Headboard, footboard, it's a platform bed. Velvet. It's about, what would you say, Johnny? Six feet tall? 6 feet tall, king size, blue velvet, really nice bed. We have it marked at $1,200.
$799. But you got to do that today. That only lasts today.
That's the hand special because you put me right on the spot here.
That's the circus act special.
That's the circus act special.
Let's do it. Come down. Take advantage of it.
Let's go. 1825 South, 300 West. We're live here at the warehouse. Final segment coming up next.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
Derek Favors with us, 97.5 and 1280 The Zone.
So, Derek, 48-18 at this point. Is this about what you thought this team was capable of? And in addition to that, do you think this team is capable of going deep into the playoffs, contending for a title for real?
No, I think we can definitely make a deep run in the playoffs, and I think we can continue to get better, especially on the defensive end and on the offensive end. I think we haven't reached our full potential yet, especially when Mike comes back, when Donovan comes back. You know, I think we'll be a scary team in the playoffs.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7, presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust, on 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
Another edition of the show. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Big show coming up. Gordon Monson, Austin Horton, and by the way, Jake back with us on Monday. In fact, if you're looking for your Jake fix, he'll actually be on the Jazz game coming up tomorrow. So congratulations to him and his lovely wife on the birth of their second child.
Congratulations to us for getting him back.
Yes.
We're pretty excited to have him back. He does so much for this station.
He does a ton, but let me just say this. I thought Austin was awesome this week. He and Gordon were great, and I did the tail end of last week as well. Austin was just killing it on that show. So,
a lot of fun.
A lot of fun, and did a tremendous job on the show. So,
well, the Utah Jazz taking on the Denver Nuggets tonight. Everybody, it's a must-watch game. You get to see Nikola Jokic match up with Rudy Gobert. So, big-time game. And, Scotty, just talking with your buddy from Denver.
Yep, Nate Kreckman.
It sounds like Denver might be more down on their luck than the Utah Jazz.
left guard line, and that backcourt's been really roughed up.
Well, so you've got the Nuggets tomorrow, and then on a back end of a back-to-back, you've got Houston. My guess is we come back on Monday, and the Jazz probably 1-1 over the weekend. I just think that Denver is a pretty tough matchup for the Utah Jazz right now. And I think that they're going to want to prove a point. But if Jordan Clarkson and Bojan Bogdanovic hit and play like they did against San Antonio, then Denver's in a lot of trouble. Any team would be in a lot of trouble. That would make the Utah Jazz a championship level team. You have that type of percentage, and you've got Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley, your two all-stars in the lineup, and you're getting that from Bojan, and you're getting that off the bench from Jordan Clarkson. Nobody's going to come in and get a win over that team.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Hey, did you see Ernie Johnson?
Pick
the Utah Jazz as the champions?
How about that?
Did I see that right?
No, that is correct. They do their little post-it thing where they write it down and post it so that you can't back out of any prediction you may have made. And he had the Utah Jazz will be in the NBA Finals.
He stuck it up there a little bit begrudgingly, but doesn't matter.
It's on the board.
He believes that the Jazz have what it takes. And guess what? Clarkson and Bojan are finding their shot. They're finding their rhythm. If it clicks together, especially with LeBron James, and I don't know what happened with Anthony Davis. I don't know. It looked more like an ankle injury than it did a back injury last night. And I don't know how long Anthony Davis is. I don't know how bad he's banged up. But the Lakers are a mess.
Yeah.
And with the Lakers a mess and LeBron dealing with what he's doing with, it's anybody's game.
Anybody's game.
And we're getting so close.
Can't wait. Playoffs just a couple weeks away right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. And, of course, the Jazz, your exclusive home of Utah Jazz basketball. It's been a fun Friday, man.
A lot of fun. And we really do appreciate Clayton. We appreciate the warehouse. A lot of fun today, Clayton. Thank you. And make sure everybody's coming in this weekend, taking advantage of those deals. Is the Matt special going through the weekend?
Through Monday.
The Matt special through Monday. That's the $19.99 for the adjustable. It's a full king adjustable, head up, foot up, and the free hutch or the TV stand, whichever is going to come with that. Come in, get the Matt special. And I promise you guys, you won't find a better price.
No, and by the way, on a personal note, you will not find a better family to work with in terms of getting furniture as well.
And like, I just wanted to jump on, guys, and that's crazy that you said that, because when I just picked up the headset, I just wanted to thank you guys. It means so much to me and my family, the love and support, and just the good vibe we get with the Zone. You know, my dad loves you guys. We're in Arizona on a family vacation in Christmas. He's like, oh, we got to do the radio. I got to be on radio. You're like, Dad, we're on vacation. He's like, no, those are my guys. We
love it.
Dude, Dad, relax. So it just means so much to you. I really do appreciate you guys. Thanks for everything you do, and we love the Zone. So,
well, we want our listeners to come out and support at the warehouse run by a great family. Of course, Tom, the matriarch and the patriarch of it, and the absolute stud. We love him. And good wishes, good thoughts, good prayers out towards Tom. And
positivity and faith, man. He'll do it.
And his recovery. But, Clayton, you're doing a great job holding it down, and we want our listeners to come in and make things work in here.
Let's roll, man.
We'll wait
Let's
for you.
Go. Love it. So many great specials and a great way to celebrate Mother's Day down here as well. It's all right here at the warehouse, 1825 South, 300 West, right here on the Zone Sports Network.